Well, there is no doubt about from that video that God loves life. Just so wholesome, so beautiful. He's the author of life. And that is who we're celebrating tonight. As much as we celebrated the fall of Roe, the person that we're really celebrating is the God of the universe who brought that all about. The God of life who lifted the scourge of abortion off of America. I mean, what do you have to say about that? If you ever think in your lifetime you would see that happen, you know there's a lot of hullabaloo about it, a lot of things in the works, but that doesn't faze God. He's on course, and we're excited, and we're glad that you're here tonight to celebrate that, and beyond that, what God's saying, like, now what? And that's some of what I'd like to share with you. And you know, the reason that God lifted the scourge of abortion off of America is that, in a simplified way, because he wants babies to be born. He really does want babies to be born so that they can grow up and then be reborn into a relationship with him. It's a way to kind of just nutshell his heart. And that's our theme for the year, born to be reborn. And tonight I'm going to unpack that theme a bit for you, highlight some trends that we're experiencing at our ministry, and cast his vision for this post-Roe era. I mean, it's significant that Roe has fallen, and God has significant plans and ideas about how we should move forward in our ministry. And we don't know them all, because it takes a while to hear from him. And we are not a ministry that rushes ahead and just does what we think would be a good idea to do instantly. And if you don't know that about us yet, maybe you'll sense that tonight, that we're a praying ministry, because we don't want to do our good ideas. They're pretty far flat compared to God's ideas. So some of what I'll share to you tonight, we know from God that this is what he's saying. And otherwise, we're going to keep discerning and we're going to keep knowing what he's saying, God, in this post-Roe era. So I'm excited to share more of that tonight. Born to be reborn really applies to each one of us in this room tonight. And just for a couple of moments, I'd like that to become really personal and really deep in your heart tonight. Ephesians 1:4 says that God loved us before the foundation of the world, before the creation of the world. And we're all familiar with the creation of the world from the Genesis account. But tonight, I would like you to try to stretch your mind back to before creation, which is usually the starting point in our minds, but back into eternity past, and let it sink into your heart that God was thinking about you all the way back then into eternity past. That's pretty incredible. He decided then when he would be born physically, so as crazy as this world is, for such a time as this, he wanted you to be a part of what he's doing in his kingdom. So he decided when you would be born physically, and then his fervent desire was for you to be reborn spiritually through the forgiveness of your sins through Jesus, so that you could be in a love relationship with him now and for all eternity. You were born to be reborn. That's one thing you could walk out of here with tonight, that you were born to be reborn into an everlasting relationship with Jesus Christ. That is good news. Does that sound like good news to you? Pretty, pretty incredible. You can just never take these things about God and what he's done for us for granted. Try not to ever let them go stale, like, oh, hum. They're just not. When you look into them pretty deeply, you'll feel the, like, thump and the encouragement that is the truth of God's pursuit of us. He wants people to be born, so they're reborn, be reborn to know him. And that is true for our clients too. And that's why our mission, as you probably heard through the years, is twofold. We, first of all, proclaim the gospel, and we also champion life. So I want to tell you a story that earlier this year, a young Christian couple, and we do see Christian couples, came to us, and they were just bent on abortion. And our director said to them, you know, think about the amazing fact that God designed both of you to be born physically so that then you could be reborn spiritually into your relationship with Him. And they were listening because they knew that they had a relationship with God, which to some extent, you know, they cherish. And then she went on to say, you know, He designed your preborn baby for that same purpose. Can you imagine how that took on new meaning for them? To think that God wants their baby to be born so He could be reborn into a relationship with Himself. And they thought for a while, they grew silent. And then that beautiful truth just like penetrated their hearts. And they aligned themselves with God. And they chose life for their baby. Because they saw, you know, just that overarching, eternal purpose that God had for their little baby's life. That's the kind of things that we try to share with our clients. We try to share those eternal truths with them. It's powerful. And we see the life change that happens. Well, I want to look now at a few snapshots of where we're at in this post-Roe season. Beginning with our nation, and this is going to happen fast. I'd like to say way more than I can, but I'm just going to like kind of move down through this quickly. So, since Roe was leaked and then fell back in, you know, early spring, June, attacks against pregnancy ministries are at an all-time high. Never before in my history of being with the ministry for 37 years have I seen anything like it. You've heard of the vandalism of dozens of pregnancy ministries. We've been spared from that, but we haven't been spared from fake client reviews, which are saying negative things about fake clients' experiences with us, which takes quite a bit of time to extrapolate. But we're on top of it, and we are extrapolating those fake reviews. Also, online advertising is being blocked by Google. There's a concerted national effort by Google to keep pregnancy ministries from reaching out to people who need our services. Talk more a little bit about that later. So let's move to Pennsylvania. Abortion is still legal in our state up to 24 weeks gestation. So if you can just look at the image on that on the screen, it's 24 weeks gestation. Abortion is illegal in our state. Pro-abortionists are fighting to make it legal through all 9 months. It's a current fight that's happening in our state. And pro-life legislators are working toward a constitutional amendment to protect preborn life. I would just want to say, follow Pennsylvania's Family Institute, stay up on these things, and I would also just want to say, vote. It matters. These people are doing their own line of what they're called to do. We're doing what we're called to do. Together, we can make a difference in the state of Pennsylvania, and let's do it for the glory of God and for the sake of these families who are just, you know, being swayed by the culture and all the vitriol that's out there. So let's move to the home front line. We're seeing three major trends. The first is increased numbers of clients, which is a wonderful thing. Our client load rose steadily straight through COVID. I could tell you all kinds of ways they've got to have us stay open through that time. It's actually up by 23% over last year, and we're especially seeing an increase at our Lancaster location, which I'll tell you more about later. That's a really exciting change that God's bringing. Second trend is that women are choosing the abortion pill over surgical abortion. I find that many Christians aren't aware of this yet, but this accounts for 51% of all abortions in Pennsylvania are simply taking a pill to end the life of the baby. And sadly, The woman, listen to this, the woman now has become her own abortionist in her own home. You just think of the ramifications of that with no one there to help her out. And there are side effects and there are great difficulties associated with that. One of our directors gently asked a client recently, so help me understand, like, how is taking a pill to end your baby's life different from having a surgical abortion? And the young woman thought for a while and she said, I guess there's really no difference. The end result is the same. And so she got it. When you lovingly speak the truth in love, you can help people change according to God's truth, and she chose life for her baby. The third trend is economic hardship. More clients than ever before are experiencing homelessness, and the shelters are full, and the resources are thin. It's just a reality of where we are right now. So practical services is a big part of what we do. Clients are still coming in wild-eyed because they can't find their particular formula for their baby on the shelves. And one of our directors recently was choked up as she told me how rewarding it is to place formula into the hands of a desperate young mom. So what is God saying in this post-Roe season when the stakes are higher than ever? Is he saying, shrink back, lay low, keep quiet, try not to get canceled? Of course not. He's actually saying just the opposite to us. And at the beginning of the year, he gave us Isaiah 54:2, which says, enlarge the space of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide, do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. And essentially, he's saying to us, grow, reach more people, deepen your impact. So, starting with grow, as I mentioned earlier, our client load in Lancaster City is just exploding due to some operational changes that we implemented and also lots of prayer. And we've completely outgrown our rental space there. And so thanks for our faithful supporters, God recently enabled us to purchase this spacious building. It is two blocks from the Central Business District and right next to a bus stop, so very convenient for clients to come and visit with us. It's large enough to provide ultrasound on site with plenty of room to grow. I mean, you guys like the look of that building? Is that not incredible? And you may have heard that Planned Parenthood has reopened in Lancaster this week. I would just like to mention that settlement on that property was this week. Interesting. We believe that this new building is one way that God is putting a righteous stake in the ground in Lancaster City for the people there, the young families there, who need to hear about Jesus and about life and to choose life and to choose Jesus for themselves. And we are very excited about moving in there within the next couple of months. Secondly, God wants us to just reach more people. And what he's given us a vision for is for a line to become a household name. And what that would mean is that young women and men are already familiar with us before they even face an unexpected pregnancy, before they even need our services. And as I said earlier, Google is making it extremely hard for us to reach clients, and we're doing that nationally. So, but we are not like undaunted or put back or discouraged by that. We are constantly researching and implementing new advertising methods, and they're working because God is unstoppable. You kind of just develop spiritual metal, you know, when the attacks rise. You just kind of dig into the Lord and his word. He strengthens your spine. You don't get weak and weak-kneed and shrink back. back, you just want to reach those people with the love and the truth of God. That's what we're doing. Plus, we're expanding our 6 free weeks of baby care essentials, which we did during COVID. Some of you may remember. It's worked so well. We're continuing to do it through our 4 locations. But now God has said, go beyond your 4 locations. Like, go beyond your 4 walls. Go into fairs and, you know, community events all throughout Lancaster and Lebanon counties. And that's what we're doing. Why are we doing that? Because we want to showcase the generous heart of God into these people's lives, serving them practically, and then hopefully drawing them back into a line where they can meet Jesus Christ for themselves. So that's another way that we want to become just a household name. And lastly, God wants us to have deeper impact in people's lives. He wants our clients to know Him personally and to grow in Him. And so we are super excited about a brand new outcomes-based client curriculum, because there are gospel truths woven throughout each lesson. So every time we're talking about something practical that they need to know as a, you know, expectant mom or as a new mom or dad, there's something about the gospel that relates and gets woven right in there. It's gonna be beautiful. We're so excited for that. We're also excited about volume 3 of our Sexuality by Design curriculum. You know that we've been writing this for a while. It's for youth groups, for Christian schools, for other audiences. And it teaches Christian teens God's design for their sexuality and their gender, which is timely. And we've been working on this through Todd Swisher for before the gender issue hit the fan like it has, thanks to God's prophetic leading in that. And I just want to mention, I don't have this in my notes, but I just wanted to mention that Todd Swisher and his dear wife, Katie Swisher, who you may have seen on the screen, our executive vice president for 28 years of the ministry. She's in heaven since May, and I am sure that she is looking down on this ministry with great delight in her heart. With the work that she and Todd did together, and with her grandkids, and Todd's up on the platform together tonight. So I wasn't going to do this either, but I just think we should give a round of applause to the beautiful work and investment of heart and soul and wisdom that Katie Swisher, for 28 years, put into the ministry of Align Life Ministries. As I wrap up my comments, I trust that you've seen and that you sense in your spirit that this is a momentous season in our nation and at Align. Roe has fallen. God is on the move. And despite the opposition, He's not shrinking back. We're not shrinking back. He is unstoppable, as we sang about earlier, and His vision and His plans for reaching people through a line are unstoppable as well. I don't know if we've ever been more excited about the challenges and the opportunities to reach out to people with the Spirit of the Lord and His love and His goodness and His kindness and His generous heart. So I hope that you'll join us in financial support later on this evening. We'll give you the opportunity to do that.